Hi, I'm Alex Spencer from Mobile Marketing, and with me today is Saranga Chandrachilaka, who's founder and Chief Strategy Officer of Blinx. Saranga, why don't you kick us off by explaining what Blinx is?
Sure. Blinx is the online video search company. The company was started about 8 years ago, and what we do is we use unique technology, a platform that we called CORE, the Content Recognition Engine, to analyze video online using things like speech recognition and visual analysis. So we actually have computers use our technology to analyze the literal content of the video, word by word, frame by frame. And what we do is, having analyzed videos around the web, regardless of the website on which the video is hosted, we make them searchable. So you can go to blinks.com, that's blinkx.com, and you can type in a topic that you're interested in, and we'll get back videos for you on that topic from all over the web. So they could come back from the BBC, from YouTube, and from, of course, millions of other websites that have videos. And then Blinx as a company offers this service not just at blinks.com, but also through various partners. So if you go to Ask Jeeves, or if you go to AOL, if you go to parts of Microsoft, for example, then the video search engine that you're using is actually powered by Blinx behind the scenes. One of the interesting things we also do is, sell advertising in and around those videos that you end up watching. So that's how we generate revenue for ourselves and for our partners. And the cool thing about Blinx is, like most things with online video these days, you can watch on your PC or laptop, obviously, but you can also watch it just as equally easily on a tablet or a mobile device or even a connected TV these days.
Okay, wow, it sounds really unique, I guess. And so my question would be, are there other competitors in this space, or is it just Blinx doing this?
We're pretty unique, actually. I mean, there are lots of video websites, obviously, big BBC, iPlayer, YouTube, etc., and also small, lots and lots of niche sites that look after particular topics. But there are really very few that sort of provide this search facility across all the different sites. That's what makes us different. In a way, we don't really have any content of our own. We're not really a content site ourselves. We're just a sort of aggregator or a gateway to everybody else's content.
Okay, and so you mentioned the sort of spread of devices there. So does that include mobile? And I guess what's the mobile element of Blinx's offering?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And there's nothing different, basically. I mean, we look at mobile as just being just another window onto the internet. So if you go to blinks.com on your mobile phone, it will look almost identical to the website you'll get on your PC or your laptop. And that's actually one of the interesting things, because an increasing number of our users do access our site through a phone. What we've done is, we actually, when we redesigned the site about a year ago, we redesigned it for mobile phone first, and really the PC website, as it were, is a derivative of that. So we're a very sort of mobile first kind of company.
Okay, and is that a responsive design site, or is it a separate optimized site and desktop site?
No, so we built the site entirely for mobile first, and then we did an optimized version of that for desktop. So we started with mobile. That was the core of the experience. Everything is built around the way you would use something on your phone. And then from there, we extended it so that it worked on desktop as well. Because we really think that, fairly quickly, the majority of our users will use us through a mobile device, whether a phone or a tablet.
Okay, and have you considered moving into the app space at all?
We already are in the app space, but mainly through partners. So because, Blinx isn't necessarily a large direct-to-consumer brand, what we also do, as I mentioned earlier, is power video search for other people. And so there are various apps already out there that use the Blinx engine behind the scenes. So you may be using us without realizing on various other apps. But we do have, a couple of sort of test apps as well. We have a fairly popular Blinx app that basically replicates some of our features as well. But that's not a major part of what we're doing. We're really, for us, our own website, our own presence on the mobile web is through the mobile website, so just a normal website, not an app. And then in the app world, really, we do it through all these partners.
So yes, yeah, so you mentioned the partners. Is that how Blinx is monetized, through those partnerships?
Yes. So whenever anyone uses us as a partner, what they're really doing is bringing users to our engine. And every time a user comes to our engine and does a video search, we're able to sell ads and generate some revenue that way, and then we split that revenue with ourselves and the partner involved.
Okay, that's great. I guess the final question then, Saranga, is what's next for Blinx?
Really, we're very much focused on two things. First of all, we think mobile is going to become increasingly important for us. As I mentioned, we've already, sort of redesigned our site entirely from a mobile perspective. But as we watch users use our site on the phones, We think that that's a sort of constantly iterating process. We think that there's, you know, we're going to get an evolution of the style of the design and everything else to make it easier and easier for people to use in that sort of mobile context. That's the first major thing that's going to happen really over the next year or two. And the second thing that's interesting, which is sort of related but also different, is the world of connected TV. So just as we've all got used to, you know, mobile being this very important platform that we all need to build for, we think that in the future people will increasingly access internet services and applications through a connected television. And designing your apps and your website to fit that world will also be important in the way that designing a mobile app or a mobile website has been important for the last sort of 4 or 5 years. So that's the second area that we're looking at, you know, more longer term.
That sounds great, Saranga. Thanks for chatting to us today. It's been a pleasure, and good luck with Blinks.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you.